Now we enter the minefield of family relationships. The story of a brother and sister.
Flip! Flip! The pirates are coming!
The pirates are coming!
I lock the door!
Run a whistle!
Shh! Stop it!
I've started!
We mustn't make any noise!
Why not?
Because the pirates are coming!
Are they?
Shh!
Spanner?
What?
Are the pirates really coming?
Of course they are.
I'm scared.
Hold hands. They won't find us if we're very quiet. Oh, Spaniel, now look what you've done. You are in.
What do you want, Olive?
I were about to phone police.
What do you want?
Curtain's been closed all day. I were getting worried. Where's Julie? I couldn't help but hear all banging and shouting over the weekend. Walls are that thin.
Yeah, sorry about that.
She's not in then?
Julie's gone, I'm afraid, Olive.
Oh, Petal.
I don't feel very well.
Oh, you poor lamb. Let's get you sorted out.
Oh, my. I'm sorry about the mess.
What's been going on?
She's met someone.
Oh, but I thought you were so happy together.
Oh, I need a drink.
No, Petal. I think you've had enough. You need looking after. Is there no one you can go and stay with?
What a cow. What a bloody cow.
Oh, what about your family? Could you not phone your dad?
No.
Is there not a sister? You mentioned a sister once.
Olive, you don't understand.
Give her a ring.
I can't. It's impossible.
Why not?
It's too long to explain.
You can't stay here on your own.
We don't speak to each other. It's as simple as that.
Give her a ring, Petal. It's what families are for, times like this.
I can't.
Oh, but sure.
No!
What if I phoned for you? I wouldn't mind, honestly. What's the number?
Olive.
What's the number?
In the book. Under H, for Hannah.
What shall I say?
Just tell her... Tell her the pirates are coming.
Eh?
Tell her the pirates are coming. She'll understand.
The pirates are coming. The pirates are coming.
Are we really happy here with this lonely game we're playing? Looking for words to say.
The Pirates Are Coming by David Morgan, with Sylvester Latouzel as Hannah and Sean Murray as Daniel.
That'll be in.
Yes, about time.
Show me out of the way.
You mind?
See you in bed.
Wish me luck.
Now try not to be too late. You've that meeting with Rendles in the morning.
I've not forgotten.
And don't let him get to you.
I'll see you.
Hello, Hannah the Spanner.
Daniel the Spaniel.
With his tail between his legs. Whoop, whoop.
Where have you been?
Eh?
I expected you ages ago.
Really?
Your Mrs. Watson said you were catching the first train. I went to King's Cross to meet you.
Oh, no.
And when you weren't on that, I waited a whole hour for the next one. And then when you weren't on that, I gave up. I thought you must have changed your mind.
No, I'm sorry. I had to stop off at the doctor's. I didn't have an appointment and had to wait hours.
What did you need a doctor for?
Not been sleeping.
You could have run, Dan.
How was I to know you'd come and meet me? Oh, God.
All right, never mind.
This is ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
I was all set to burst into tears as soon as I saw you. And yet here we are, not being here 2 minutes and we're arguing already.
I was worried. Did you get your sleeping pills?
Only 10. I think he thought I was planning on doing something silly.
You're not, are you?
When I kill myself, it'll be over someone a damn sight more worthwhile than her. Where's John?
Feeling tired. I've gone to bed early.
Oh.
He'll see you in the morning if you're up. Just pump your things. You're in the back bedroom. Still not decorated, I'm afraid, but I don't suppose that'll worry you.
I like your hair.
Been like this almost 2 years, Dan.
Yeah, well, even so.
Here, let me... You look a mess. Look at your shoelaces.
What?
No one ever teach you to tie them properly.
I loosened my shoes in the taxi, okay?
Joke. I'll run you a bath in a minute. Hungry?
No.
I'll save you some supper, but it'll be ruined by now. Can I make a sandwich?
No, I'm fine, really.
Really?
Mustn't grumble.
Seriously, how are you?
Knackered. Oh, head!
Do I not even get a hug, Dan? 2 years. Long time to go without a hug from your baby brother.
She's gone, Anne. She's gone. I can't believe it.
Oh, there, there. It's all right. Spanner's here. She'll look after you. Everything's all right now. Everything's all right.
And then, yesterday afternoon, she stuffed some things in a suitcase and ran down the road with me screaming like a baby on the doorstep.
Poor Spanner.
I've cried so much these last few days, I thought there were no tears left. The bloke on the train must have thought I was a right loony.
Hmm?
Sitting opposite me. I was trying to do the crossword. At least pretending to. And suddenly, out of nowhere, floods all down my face. I had to go and lock myself in the bog.
Because the pirates were coming.
Something like that.
Your next-door neighbour must have thought you were mad. Why couldn't you phone me yourself, Dan?
I don't know.
What did you think I'd do? Slam the phone down?
I thought I'd get a big dose of I told you so.
Oh, Spaniel.
I wouldn't have blamed you.
You thought I'd turn my back on you at a time like this?
But after...
After what?
Oh, let's not. I don't want us to argue.
Oh, Dan. I wouldn't.
You were the first person I thought of, you know.
Me?
When it all blew up Friday night. All I could think of was phoning you.
So what stopped you?
Oh, Anne, you must know.
You're right. Let's leave it. You want another drink?
So.
That's half the bottle gone. I've got to work in the morning.
I'm keeping you up, aren't I?
Look, forget work. I'll cancel my meeting.
Don't be daft.
I'm not leaving you on your own when you're like this.
You're right.
Listen, I'm your sister, okay? Have you told Dad?
Oh, I don't want Dad brought into it. Not yet.
Okay. I dreamt about you Friday night, you know?
Huh?
It was Friday night. You said all this happened.
That's right.
Only, in the dream, you were drowning. And I was in a boat, and I had this life belt. Only every time I threw it to you, the wind blew it back on board.
So what happened? Did I drown?
I woke up.
That's it then, is it?
That's it.
And what do you make of that?
You don't have to be Sigmund Freud to work that one out, Dan.
It's all been a bit of a bad dream, hasn't it? These last 2 years.
Well, as they say, we've woken up now.
Oh, Anne. Why did we ever let her come between us?
Well, you're here now. That's all that matters. Oh, shit.
Who's this? I thought you said John had gone to bed.
I was going to say, pass the tissue, will you? Quickly!
There you go.
Stop. Stephanie's staying with us. That's why you're in the back bedroom.
Stephanie?
John's sister. I must have mentioned her.
Vaguely.
She's staying with us while she's looking for a flat, though she doesn't seem to be looking very hard.
Hello? Oh.
Steph, This is Daniel, my brother.
Hi.
Hi.
Not the Daniel.
The Daniel?
The musician, right?
That's right.
With a bit of a crisis on, Steph.
Oh.
You mind if I stay, Dan?
Go ahead.
Dan's partner's walked out on him. He'll be staying with us a week or two. It's all happened very suddenly.
Oh, great! I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, great that you've come to stay and sorry that your girlfriend left you. What a balls up. You've been together long?
3 years.
Oh, this is the married woman that left her husband when you two got together?
Steph.
Sorry. Speaking out of turn. I do it all the time. Is that a bottle of scotch I see before me?
Actually, Steph, Dan and I are talking right now.
Oh, I see. Right. Well, I'll be much more sensible tomorrow. I promise.
Good time?
Oh, not bad. A bunch of us stopped off at the pub after work, and then we shot off to Kim's. Been smoking dope all night, so a teensy-weensy bit, so you hadn't guessed. I better get off up. Work in the morning and all that. Dragsville. Nice to meet you, Daniel. I'll leave you two to whatever it is you're doing. Night.
Night, Steph.
Night.
Oh, okay, if I have a bath.
Well, actually, I was going to run one for Dan in a minute. I'm not sure if there'll be enough hot water.
Oh, just a splash, all I need.
Go ahead.
Could you not leave it just this once, Steph?
You're the boss. Request withdrawn. See you.
She uses this place like a hotel. Hardly ever see her. It's probably just as well.
You don't get on.
Oh, I don't mind. She upsets John, though.
How come?
She's so irresponsible. No proper career, just an endless succession of temping jobs. No proper relationship. Tries to persuade herself that she goes to enough parties and nightclubs and sleeps with enough men that somehow she'll... I think she's very unhappy. Look, forget all this. Why are we talking about her, anyway? Come here.
What?
Come here. That's better.
It was always okay, wasn't it? If it was just you and me.
I know.
I should go to bed. I've not slept in 3 days.
You go on up. Run yourself a bath. I'll look after Dan here. What are you looking at me like that for?
See you in the morning.
Sleep well. Oh, Dan.
What?
Shoelaces. I'm serious. You might trip up on the stairs.
I'll see you in the morning.
Watch out for those pirates.
And you too.
See you. Dan.
What?
Love you.
Love you too. Bloody hell, love.
Sorry.
What time is it?
We got talking.
Yeah, you have a meeting in the morning.
I'll be all right.
How did it go?
Really well. Really, really well.
Wonders will never cease. Flip, the pirates are coming behind the toilet door. Hannah, the spanner is 8 or 9, so I must be 3 or 4. Coo, flip, the pirates are coming with cutlass, sword, and grog. So Daniel the spaniel and Hannah the spanner have holed up in the bog. Hello?
Oh, Amy. Sorry, I'm not looking.
Is that Stephanie?
Yes.
What do you want?
Little favour. Do you mind not pulling the plug so I can hop in after you? I can't bear going to bed without a bath.
I've got the water, Sophie.
Doesn't matter.
Well, if you're sure.
Oh, you're in love. Oh, and I'm so sorry about your split up.
Thanks.
Spectaculous earlier on. Too much dope. Sorry.
It's all right. I'll only be a sec. Oh,
no hurry. Stay as long as you like. Just remember not to pull the plug. See you tomorrow.
Night. For God's sake, Lara.
I'll phone and arrange another time.
Lara, that's really unprofessional. You know how long it took us to set up that meeting? We're trying to forge a relationship with these people. You can't just turn round and cancel on them at half an hour's notice.
He's a very understanding sort of bloke. If I explain the situation to him, he's not going to turn around and...
Love, you're not going to tell him the truth, are you? At least say you're ill or something.
Why should I lie?
Love, for God's sake.
Morning. Oh, I'm going to miss my train. Any toast going?
Yeah, I was about to eat that.
You mind, I'm in a dreadful rush. Thanks, Fred.
Steph.
I'll fix some more under the grill. I will, though. Remember to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I'll be cooking for you tonight.
Can't say yet.
The amount of food we waste because of you.
All right, I'll be back. Promise. See you back. Not time. I'll eat this on the way. Bye.
Bad enough having her in the house the last 2 months.
What are you saying?
I'm saying if we're serious about making this business work, then we don't start cancelling appointments just because we think we've better things to do all of a sudden.
Look, he's my brother. I've not seen him for 2 years.
It's not like he's going today. You're going to have plenty of other chances to talk to him.
He's lonely. He's upset. He can't just be left on his own all day.
Oh, God.
Well, if you're quite set on behaving this irresponsibly...
What are you doing? What are you doing, John?
Get up the number of Radionics. Phone and tell them my car's broken down.
What?
Just do it, all right. They can wait. I'll sort them out later on.
I don't understand.
I'm going to see Reynolds myself. Somebody's got to take some responsibility around
why
here.
Why can't I just arrange to meet them later on in the week?
You just don't get it, do you? This isn't some poxy little pressure group you're working for now, you know, where you swan in and out whenever you feel like it and cancel appointments at a moment's notice. This is business. This is the real world. Wise up.
John, calm down.
I'm perfectly calm. And by the way, next time your brother takes a bath, will you kindly remind him to wash it out after him? Scrubbing away tide marks and pulling pubes from a plug hole is not a job I particularly relish first thing in the morning.
All right, I'll tell it.
Oh, Christ.
What now?
Bloody toast burning out of my way. Jesus, that old place are like fire.
But then, when you never replied to the letter I sent you...
What letter?
The Grovel. The Crawley Bumlick letter.
I never got any Crawley Bumlick letter.
Oh, come on, Han. I sent it right after the big row, whenever that was. 2 years ago.
Dan, I never got any letter.
You're joking. I spent weeks waiting for a reply. You never got it.
Maybe it got lost in the post.
And all the time you were wondering why doesn't he apologize. Good God.
Well, perhaps you forgot to post it.
No chance. Unless...
What?
She wouldn't, would she?
She?
I might have given it to Julie to post. That's just the kind of devious, shitty little trick she would play.
Are you saying she deliberately...
You realise what this means? It means these last 2 years have been a total waste of time.
I'm sure Julie wouldn't...
Don't stick up for her, Han. She always had it in for you and me. Couldn't cope with it. It all makes sense. She was jealous. Didn't want us to make it up. Right... I'm going to phone her this afternoon and give her such an ear.
At his place? She gave you his number?
No. May as well tell you. I rifled through her bag when she was upstairs. Found his number scribbled in her diary.
Dan?
I know. You do that kind of thing when you're desperate. I've already phoned him, actually. Saturday night. Screaming abuse, making threats. Made a right fool of myself. It wasn't till he put the phone down on me that I realized I'd been here before.
What do you mean?
Do you not remember at your place that time? When her first husband got on the phone to me in the middle of the night and threatened to kill me?
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
She leaves a trail of havoc wherever she goes. She can't be very happy. I feel sorry for her.
Please, Han, don't feel sorry for her.
I didn't mean it like that.
Wait till I speak to her.
Dan, stop. Is this a good idea? You'll start saying things you regret and you'll only end up making a bad situation worse.
I can't let her get away with it, Han. If she thinks she's getting a single penny out of me after this, you know she had the nerve to suggest she and this geezer have the house.
She just said many times.
Really?
Well, it doesn't matter.
I'd be bored too. Listening to the same old stuff. Walking circles around this bloody park. Nothing more boring than a jilted lover going on about... the Rex. As if anyone else gives a toss.
So, why did I take the day off work?
I'm sorry about that.
So. No need to worry about John. He just gets stressed out. He should learn to relax. Oh, by the way, I don't want to get picky, but if you could remember next time you have a bath to wash it out after you. He gets very funny about that sort of thing.
But I...
What?
Did I not wash it out? That's thoughtless. I'll remember next time. Any more dreams last night?
Not that I remember.
I was remembering that when you were telling me about
it. Oh, yes.
where you were on the boat and I was in the sea and you couldn't rescue me?
What about it?
Remember that time Dad was giving me a belting because I'd eaten the chocolate snowman off the Christmas cake?
No.
It wasn't funny. He'd completely lost his rag. And you were out on the landing shouting, "Don't hit my brother, don't hit my brother."
I don't remember.
And then you rushed into the room and tried to pull him off. I'd been trying so hard not to cry, but then when he clouted you...
Oh, Dan, you're always rummaging through the past. What's the point? Dad was having to cope with a lot. You shouldn't...
I'm not talking about Dad. I'm talking about you. Okay, you didn't stop him hitting me, but you tried. And that's what's important, the trying, even if we don't succeed. If it hadn't been for you...
What?
You kept me sane through all that. Mum, Dad, the fights, the sheer bloody chaos of it all.
How do you mean?
Because as long as there was someone out on the landing shouting, "Don't hit my brother," then I didn't feel completely alone.
Oh, Dan.
Don't think I've ever really said thank you, have I?
Oh, no need. There's a cafe over there. Let's get a cup of tea.
Julie, don't lie. Why the hell should I believe you after all the lies? Look, I remember distinctly giving you the letter to post. Anna says she never received it. Well, what am I supposed to think? You're a lying bitch.
Dan, cool it.
If you think you're getting anything out of me after this, you can forget it, sweetheart. I paid every single penny on that house, and don't you forget it. Don't give me that bullshit. All right, I'm listening. What? Are you telling the truth?
Dan, what is it? Dan?
Since when? When did you know? When did you know? Well, what am I supposed to say? Congratulations? Ah, drop dead.
Dan, what is it? Dan, tell me.
She's pregnant. Has been these last 2 months.
Oh, no. Well, who's the father?
Well, certainly not me.
Oh, Dan, come here.
No.
Hello? No, he doesn't want to speak to you. Listen, haven't you done enough damage? I've told you he doesn't want to speak to you. Now, if you've a trace of compassion in you, you'll leave him alone. Yes, and I'm sorry too. Goodbye.
She's been going behind my back for 2 months. God, it's all beginning to fit. Well, that's it. That is it.
My account.
Oh, I've had enough.
I was listening out in the kitchen. What was it?
A piece I wrote for a dancer once.
Oh, yes?
A woman called Julie Moreau.
Should I have heard of her?
No. I lived with her for 3 years. Up until the day before yesterday, that is.
Oh, God. Foot in mouth.
Don't worry. She was a crap dancer. That's me being bitter, you understand. She was actually quite brilliant.
Here. G&T. And a message from Hannah. Dinner is almost ready.
So?
Hannah's told me, by the way, about her being pregnant. I hope you don't mind. I just want to say I'm sorry and if there's anything I can do.
Yeah, thanks.
Been badly dumped once or twice myself, so I kind of know how you feel. So, if you want to talk.
She always wanted a kid. I was always putting it off. So, there you go. She's got what she wanted. She usually does.
Must be fun being a composer. Working with dancers and singers and whatnot. Hannah's told me all about what you do.
Mm, she's a bit behind the times.
How do you mean?
No money in it. Oh. And I was never that good. Once I thought I was the next Shostakovich. Crazy. All part of growing up, I guess.
So you don't compose anymore?
Oh, I compose? You want to hear some of my stuff?
Mm.
You sure you're ready for this?
I can't wait.
Quality, value, a whole lot more when you stop and you shop at the True Safe store. Then there's
this bit in the middle where the bloke tells you what bargains are on offer this week, and then the whole thing gets repeated for the fully rounded, satisfying, artistic experience. I write radio commercials.
Well, it's catchy.
Oh, made about $5,000 out of that. More than I ever made from any poxy ballet. Sounds better on record. I'm not doing it justice. You want to hear another?
Sure.
No, that was a joke. I wouldn't inflict it on you.
Well, play some of your other stuff.
Dinner's on the table!
Some other time, maybe. And so there we are, screaming, tops of our voices. I'm saying, you selfish bitch! And she's saying, you hypocritical bastard!
Hypocritical?
I just told her about the one-night stand I'd had.
Oh, right, yeah.
My somewhat belated attempt at dishing out back to her a bit of what she'd already dished out to me.
Mm. Revenge is sweet.
Pure spiteful vindictiveness.
How did she react?
Well, like I say, she wasn't best pleased. And by this time, the crockery had started to fly. This crappy dinner service her parents gave us last Christmas. Cups, saucers, plates, you name it. I'm ducking and diving. And by now, I've got my tail up and I'm saying, no wonder you never get any work, because you're a crap dancer who's too lazy ever to go to class. Yeah, she didn't take that too well. Anyway, she then lobs this Capodimonte figurine at me. Now, I always hated it. Glad to see the back of it. But the thing is, I jump out the way and it crashes into the piano, taking a great chunk out of the veneer. That piano is my life, right? So now I'm really mad. I've just picked this vase up off the sideboard and I'm taking careful aim when there's this knock at the door. Reality suddenly intrudes. I say, you going to answer it? She says, no, you. And you know, like, there's no hallway in our house. So I go and open the door and I've still got this vase in my hand and it's the milkman wanting his money. And he can see right in. And there's all this broken crockery and glasses all over the floor. Now, my wallet is in my jacket pocket, which is upstairs in the bedroom, so I have to turn round to Julie and say, have you got £2.36? And she starts fishing around in her purse for the right money. And all the time the milkman is pretending that this is a perfectly normal situation that he comes across every day of the week.
Oh, God,
oh shit, I've just remembered.
What?
Haven't cancelled the milk.
No!
So what happened then? He goes and we carry on where we left off.
Oh, that's a brilliant story. You must remember that one.
Shall we finish the second bottle?
Why not?
You'll see how she goes for the booze, this kid sister of mine.
Oh, don't be so boring, John. Come on.
You know what you're like. If you've had too much, you get ill.
I'm 26 years old, thank you very much. Old enough to make my own decision.
Oh, let her, John.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
I propose a toast.
What's that?
To my baby brother, Daniel, who can tell a funny story better than anyone I know. And I just want to say, Dan, that I think you've done really well. I mean, considering what you're going through, you're being a real hero. And I'm proud of you.
To Dan.
To Dan.
Well, gee whiz. What can I say, folks? Thanks very much. I've had a great time tonight. And only yesterday I thought I'd never have another great time as long as I lived. So, maybe I can propose another toast. To my sister, Hannah, who in spite of all the aggravation she's caused me over the years...
Oh, excuse me?
Or should I say, in spite of all the aggravation I have caused her over all the years, has always been there to catch me when I fall.
I wish it wasn't any day. And I wish I wasn't anybody.
Mum and Dad are pigs. Take no notice. Sally's here. She'll look after you. She'll always look after you. Sally, what?
What?
Let's play pirates.
From as far back as I can ever remember, she's been there when I've needed her.
Mm.
And if sometimes in the past I've rewarded her with a kick in the teeth, and that's because I'm a miserable bastard who doesn't realise how incredibly lucky he is.
Oh, now look what you've done. And I was having such a good time.
Really, this wasn't part of the plan.
Oh, he's all right, this little brother of mine, in spite of everything. Come here.
Right, enough of this schmaltz, because I think I'm going to be sick.
Come on, then.
Better make a start on the washing up.
John, this is what people call having fun.
Yes, yeah, some of us have got to work in the morning.
I work too.
Oh, drinking cups of coffee, flicking through magazines. You call that work? I should have been in bed half an hour ago. Come on.
Look, leave it. I'll do it.
What?
I'll do the washing up.
Hold the front page. Steph volunteers to do the washing up. Oh. Heart resuscitation machine.
I'll give you a hand if you like. Seems I don't have to get up in the morning.
Oh, these two can come more often, eh, Hannah?
Are you going to be all right on your own tomorrow, Dan?
No problem.
Only if you want me around.
Well,
I'm talking to Dan.
No, I'll get on with decorating the bedroom. Make myself useful. Give me something to do.
Sure.
Yeah, way of earning the keep.
You don't have to, you know, Dan.
I know I don't.
Right, then.
Yeah. You two get on up.
Right. Night, you two.
Night.
Night.
And don't let her stay up talking too long, Dan. She'll be a total wreck in the morning otherwise.
Good night, Johnny. Perfectly capable of looking after myself. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Night.
Night.
Right. Right, then. Do you want to wash or dry?
What's the rush? It's not planning on going anywhere, is it? Not about you. Oh, your smoke.
Oh, I see.
Been dying for this joint all night. I had to wait till Big Brother was out of the way.
He doesn't approve.
Not since he went into business and started wearing a suit to work.
I thought you two got on all right.
You and Hannah had the right idea.
What was that?
Stop talking to one another. The joke.
Maybe you're right.
You know, you two are just like me and John.
Really?
Only more so. We've never gone 2 years without talking. 2 months, yes, but then I've never turned up at his door with a married man in tow. Not yet, anyway.
You know about that, then?
I know everything about you.
Really?
Give Hannah half a chance, and she'll talk about you for hours. Damn this, damn that. I mean, I was sick of you before I even met you. You know I'm only joking.
What kinds of things would she say?
Oh, loads of stuff, but mainly about you and this Julie woman. I've heard all the gory details, so you don't have to tell me if you don't want to. Here.
So? So what's her side of the story?
Only that you met this married woman and turned up at Hannah's flat one night, demanding to crash on the floor.
I didn't demand, I asked. Never get involved with anyone that's married, Steph. It's not worth it.
According to Hannah, it wasn't that she was married. She just thought that you were too young.
I know that's what she says. The fact is, she just couldn't bear Julie from day one.
Well, she was taking her baby brother away from her, wasn't she? So, you and Julie turn up at her flat out of the blue and she takes you in.
It was only going to be for a couple of days. But a couple of days turned into a couple of weeks. Then Julie's husband gets hold of Hannah's number and starts phoning up at 3 a.m, issuing death threats. Hannah went spare. We left the next day. Had to doss down at a friend's place. Then, thank God, I got the job in Yorkshire and we moved up north. And that was that.
And that's when he stopped talking to one another. Not the way I heard it.
No, we patched that up, sort of. Hannah must have met John around that time, so her life picked up a bit. The four of us used to meet up occasionally. Nothing special. Just how you do. Then, 2 years ago, they come to stay. To see the new house, supposedly.
What happened?
I thought you knew.
I want your version. What did I say?
You know very well.
Come on, what did I say?
It's your tone of voice.
Tone of voice?
Why don't you just come straight out with it?
Well, Hannah's picking holes in everything. Doesn't like the town, doesn't like the house, doesn't like the wallpaper, and what's worse, she's being a total cow to Julie.
This is the woman I love.
What's she got to do with it?
Why don't you just piss off? Go on, pack your bags and piss off.
Okay, she's been proved right about her, but the fact is she was my girlfriend. Mm. She was living with me. And good manners say you show a bit of respect. In the end, I can't bear it. I turn round to her and say, you're in our house, and as long as you're here, you don't speak to her like that, all right?
Oh, no.
And that if she's not prepared to be civil, then she can bugger off. Which is exactly what she did. Tells John to pack the bags into the car and off they go.
Get a move on! Get a move on! We'll
it's
talk
no
about
point.
It in the car.
Running out like this. Come on, for goodness sake.
And all this about 11 o'clock at night. Didn't speak to her again until yesterday evening.
Well, according to her, you didn't give her any choice. You just ordered her out of the house.
Well, maybe I did. I'm not saying it wasn't my fault.
But the thing is, a few days later, I sit down and write her a long letter apologising. Mm-hmm. A real mega grovel. Nothing. No response at all.
Why?
Well, so far as I'm concerned, that's it. Then I find out this morning she never got the letter. Never received it. You see, I reckon I gave the letter to Julie to post, only she bloody cow never sent it.
Why would she do that?
Well, you tell me. Maybe she thought she was doing me a favour. Anyway, it's all history now.
I guess it's kiss and make up time.
You know, it's weird seeing you two together. The way you look at one another sometimes. You don't look like brother and sister at all.
No? What do we look like?
More like lovers.
Touch tongues. What? Touch tongues. Put your tongue out. Shh. What is it? The pirates are here.
Lovers?
Sorry, I'm stoned. I just say these things to provoke, to see what reaction I get.
And what reaction did you get?
You were shocked. You were supposed to be. I just like winding people up sometimes.
Yeah, you better smoke the rest of this.
Tell me something. Who are the pirates?
Eh?
Hannah the Spanner, Daniel the Spaniel.
What?
I was out on the landing last night, listening to you talking to yourself in the bath.
Were you now?
Keyhole Kate, that's my other name. What was it all about?
Just a silly poem I wrote for Hannah once, about when we were kids. We used to lock ourselves in the bog and pretend the pirates were coming.
So, who are these pirates?
I don't know. Rest of the world? Other people? Mum and Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really matter. But as long as we were locked in the loo together, the pair of us, then we were all right. We were safe. No one could get at us. It became a kind of catchphrase whenever either of us was in trouble. Watch out, the pirates are coming.
Weird. You've got a bit of food stuck in your teeth.
Mm.
I've been looking at it for ages.
Gone now?
Mm-mm. Still there. Here. Let me. Hang on. There. It's all gone.
Thank you.
You've got very nice teeth. It's busy to spoil them. I'm going to roll another.
Don't you think we'd better make a start on this washing up?
Boring.
Well, if we don't do it now, we won't be in a fit state. It's getting late and I'm tired.
And Hannah led me to believe you were so terribly irresponsible. What a dreadful disappointment.
Just you and me, Spaniel. No Mum, no Dad, no pirates, no nobody. Just you and me, what do you say? Cross heart and hope to die? Cross heart and hope to die. Forever and ever and ever and ever. And ever and ever. And ever and ever. And ever and ever. And ever.
And it felt so strange to walk away alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye.
Hi!
Oh, hi!
You've been playing this record all week.
Morale booster, it's how I feel.
Can I recommend I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor? I've always found that very useful after a split-up.
I'll bear it in mind.
Hannah tells me your ex has given in on the house.
Didn't have much choice, did she?
Tell Hannah make a call.
Yeah, as soon as I get on the phone, I lose my temper. Hannah sorted it all out. She's been great.
Thing is, if you can tear yourself away from the music a minute, I've been sent to get you. Kerry's come to call. Hannah and John want you to meet her.
Who's Kerry?
Old friend of John's from university. We'd have seen together once, but we don't mention that.
Right.
I should warn you, she's a fanatical environmentalist, all tofu and organic toothpaste. Don't volunteer for anything. If she senses a convert, you're done for, like the moon is.
Thanks for the warning.
By the way, I was going shopping this afternoon. Spend some money. Wondered if you fancied tagging along?
Can't, sorry. Oh. Hannah and I are seeing Dad this afternoon. Been putting it off all week. Got to be done.
Another time, maybe.
Sure, why not?
There's no regrets.
Here he is.
Hi there.
Well, hello. Dan, this is Kerry, an old friend of mine. Kerry, this is Hannah's brother.
Goodness. You do look alike, don't you? That's what people say.
Pleased to meet you.
Likewise. Hannah's just shown me the bedroom you've decorated. All done in 4 days, she tells me.
That's right.
I always thought that room let the place down rather.
Well, thank you very much, Kerry.
Oh, come on, Hannah. It was A2.
Well, Daniel's done very well and we're dead pleased, aren't we, John?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, talking of bedrooms, that reminds me. You two are going to the demo Sunday week, aren't you?
Are we?
I've been kind of relying on you.
Love, I mentioned this to you a fortnight ago, the anti-nuclear dumping demo.
Yes.
I've put you both down to do an hour's chin-rattling. I hope that's all right. Only an hour each. Anyone can manage that, okay?
Fine.
The thing is, I wonder if you could put me up on a Saturday night. I'm training up from Portsmouth, and I won't have anywhere to stay, and I've got to be at Trafalgar Square for nine. To organise things with the old Bill. Is that okay?
Well, we have the room.
Oh, is there a problem?
Well, it's just Dan isn't planning to go back to Yorkshire till the Monday, and with Steph staying here too, we haven't got a spare bed.
Oh, sofa will do, honestly. Only if I don't stay with you, it means traipsing all the way over to Enfield to stay with Peggy and Mike, and they're such ghastly reactionaries these days.
We'll get the camp bed down from the loft. Won't be a problem.
Great.
Well, we're just about to have coffee.
Oh, no, I'm off coffee completely these days.
Decaf?
Oh, herby one by any chance.
What, herb tea? We did have...
A fruity one? No, forget it. I've got to be in Portsmouth for 5 because I'm chairing a meeting tonight and I've not written my opening address yet. I love you and leave you.
Nice to meet you, Kerry.
Oh, you'll still be here next Sunday then, will you, Dan?
Well, that's the plan.
Well, you can come on the demo too.
Well, I...
Can I put you down to shake some collecting tins? Nothing to it, really. Would that be all right?
Well, I,
Good. Now, what about you, Steph?
Think of
a whole afternoon in the company of the politically correct. I'll go mad.
Sorry.
You're forgiven. I'm off to the shops. Maybe see you tonight.
What? Oh, yes, right. Maybe. See ya.
Well, could have been a lot worse.
You mean Dad?
He was all right, don't you think?
Apart from the scowling and the tut-tutting.
Well, that's just Dad. Include me.
No, of course not you.
Hey, watch it!
I know how to drive, Dad. You were very quiet with him.
Was I?
I'm sure if you'd opened up a bit...
Look, Dad doesn't understand me. I don't understand him. Nothing will ever change that. May as well get used to the idea.
I never told him, you know, about you and me not talking. He knew something was up, but he never asked.
Well, he never did he?
Eh?
Ask questions. Safer not to know.
What's got into you?
Oh, he just gets to me, that's all. As soon as I see him, the wall of glass comes down.
Hmm?
That was your phrase. I live behind a glass screen, you said. I can see, but I can't touch. Everything at one remove. There's a lot to be said for it. It's safe here. No one can get at me.
You've been doing so well.
Look, my girlfriend's run off with another man. She's pregnant by him. I'm faced with having to cough up several £1,000 to buy her out of the house. I think I'm allowed the luxury of getting a little depressed about it once in a while, don't you?
I'm sorry. John and I have been invited for drinks tonight. It's just a casual do. You'd be very welcome to come along.
No, thanks.
I'd like you to. You never know. You might enjoy yourself.
I'd rather just stay in alone, I think.
Suit yourself.
You're absolutely right not to go. It would have been horrendous. A lot of ghastly 30-something sipping martinis and going on about the third world. No, thank you.
It didn't sound like John wanted to go either.
The way they argue. Your sister can be a frightful pain sometimes, you know.
You and her don't really get on, do you?
She disapproves. Can't say it to my face, so she gets John to say it instead. I'm far too irresponsible, apparently.
You don't choose to plan ahead, if that's what they mean.
What's the point? The future never turns out like you imagine. You only end up disappointed.
So you choose to live in the here and now?
Yes, and bugger tomorrow. Cheers.
I want to live in the here and now. Trouble is, it's always some other here and now. One that I'll get round to living in sometime in the future.
For God's sake, drink up.
I mean, last weekend was horrendous, but at least it was real.
Before you know it, you're decorating your sister's spare bedroom, chewing over the past, worrying about the future and wondering what's on the telly tonight.
You can do something about that.
What?
Stop thinking, stop talking, do it.
It's not that simple.
Why not?
Because you end up hurting people.
Oh, come on. What do you want to do right now? This moment? Forget other people.
I can't.
Why not?
Because she's my sister.
What's she got to do with it?
It's all very well to say do what you want to do, but there is such a thing as responsibility.
Well, it may sound like my brother.
Well, maybe he's got a point.
Is he happy? Is Hannah? Are you, for that matter? While you're all worrying about not hurting one another, you're all as miserable as sin.
Are you happy?
I'm a free spirit blown on a restless wind. What the fuck till we get back? But I thought I'd tell you now so you'd be suitably intrigued.
Can't wait.
Meanwhile, it's my shout. Let's make them large ones this time, shall we? The light's on in the bedroom. They're back.
Oh, hell.
It must have been a dreadful party. Either that or they had an argument and came home early. Well, at least they've gone to bed. I assume they're back before them. This means they know.
Know what?
We've gone out together. That's not going to go down too well.
I don't suppose it will.
Oh, don't worry about it.
I told Hannah I was tired and wanted to stay in alone. That was my excuse.
Oh, Sodom. That's what I say. Now, where did I put my keys? Now, bloody handbag. We need to stock a branch of boots. Here we are. Now, where's he gone? Oh, God.
Where have they gone in the bushes?
I'm going to have to get down on my hands and knees.
That's all right. Let me...
Shit. And I've got a lab in my tights. They're all brand new. Look at that.
Found them.
My hero. Well done. Oh, my God. As soon as you stand up, you realize just how drunk you are. You've had a skinful tonight, haven't we? Hello, you.
You know something?
What's that?
I've been wanting to say this all night, but I've been too shy.
Well?
You're crazy and you're mad, but you really are a very attractive woman.
Well, thank you, kind sir. I'll take that in the spirit in which I hope it was intended.
Yes, true, you are. Very attractive.
Well, well.
What?
I've been waiting a long time for a compliment from you. I'm beginning to wonder.
Wonder?
Whether I'd finally met my match. When I want something, I usually get it. Oh, God. I'm beginning to sound like bloody Joan Collins, aren't I?
Come here.
Mm-mm. Wait till we get inside. Now all that's left for us to do is to perform the somewhat tricky manoeuvre of inserting key into lock. That's the bishop said to the actress. Sounds like you missed a cracker.
Oh, for God's sake!
It's been a very interesting conversation. I am not listening to this. 2 hours.
What are we going to do? Let them get on with it.
Love, I am not going to get into this one again. I have the right to talk to who the hell I like, when I like, about what the hell I like, and I present very easily the inference you are trying to draw.
Let's go down to the lounge.
What inference is that?
You tell me.
Oh, what was his name?
That is not your business.
I think it is.
Has this happened before?
All the time. Whenever we go out, anywhere where there's people.
You could very easily have come up to us and asked him yourself. No, I'm not going to carry on with this conversation any longer.
I'm sick of being taken for granted in this relationship, and I'm sick of always coming second to your bloody brother.
I don't need this.
Oh, shit.
Forget it. Really, forget it. Is it his problem, not yours? Well, here we are. Mummy and Daddy have gone to bed and we've the place to ourselves. Why do they keep the scotch?
Haven't we had enough?
Nonsense. In moderation in all things. Here we are.
Steph, are you sure?
Oh, well, nonsense. Don't be so stuffy. Say when.
When? When?
Sorry, your lordship. My hand slipped. There we go. What are you looking at?
You. You mind?
No, I don't mind. There we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, I almost forgot.
What's that?
Your present.
What is it?
Close your eyes. Come on. Close them. No peeping.
What's going on?
Just wait there. I got it on the second-hand stall at the market this afternoon. It's only 75p, so I haven't exactly pushed the boat out. I couldn't resist it.
A bit loud.
Do you like it? When I saw it, I thought, I've got to get that for Dan.
Great, but I think we should turn it down a bit.
Thank you.
For Dan.
No, I'm not sure if I'm in a fit state.
Oh, come on, it'll be fun.
I don't think so.
Oh, it'll be so boring. Turn around now, because you're not welcome anymore. Oh, this record kept me sane when that bastard Sammy left me.
Who was Sammy?
I lived with him for 6 months. Closest I ever come to settling down. What a wanker he was. Now you've got to lean right back. That's it. Now back the other way. And now you kiss me. Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I suddenly feel rather ill. Shit. I think I'm going to be sick.
Sit down.
I think I've had maybe a drink of the teensy weensy bit too much. Oh, Christ.
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
No, I'll be all right in a minute. Have you no bloody consideration at all? John and I are trying to get to sleep.
I'm sorry, Hans. Steph's had a bit too much to drink.
So what's new? And in future, before you avail yourself of our whiskey, would you please have the courtesy to ask?
Listen, I'm sorry.
Where are the clean glasses?
What's going on?
I'm going through to the kitchen to have myself a drink. Good night. And if you insist on staying up, will you please keep your voices down? And switch off the bloody lights before you go to bed.
Listen, I'm sorry about that. Steph's gone off to bed. Best if she sleeps it off.
The sooner that young lady finds herself a flat and moves out of here, the better as far as I'm concerned.
That applies to me too, doesn't it?
It's not just you. I had a shitty evening. I didn't want to go to that damn party in the first place, and then when John started his jealous husband routine, God, I'm sick of it. You want a drink?
No, thanks.
It's the only way I'm going to sleep tonight.
Maybe I should leave tomorrow.
What makes you say that? I don't want you to leave tomorrow.
Oh, Han, what can I do for you?
Everything's going wrong.
Like what?
Oh, Dad this afternoon. A party and all this.
It wasn't me switched the music on, you know.
I didn't think for a moment it was.
I tried to get her to turn it down.
Is everything all right between you and me?
Why?
I don't know. It feels like something's changed. It's not how it was.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, on Monday you were so vulnerable and so helpless and so open and we were able to talk about everything then, but now it's like you're over it all of a sudden and you're coping and it's all back to normal and you're off down the pub enjoying yourself and I just feel superfluous.
What do you want, Anna?
Stay with me. Just stay. Oh, Dan. I'm so unhappy.
There.
I wish it wasn't any day, and I wish I wasn't anybody.
You remember that?
Oh, Dan, I love you so much.
And I love you.
I don't want the pirates to come. I don't want them to.
Oh.
Anna.
Sorry. Hello, John. Hannah's a bit upset.
What do you want, John?
I thought you were down here on your own. I was coming to get you.
I'll be up in a minute.
Look, maybe I should think about making tracks. I'll see you two in the morning.
Come in.
Hi.
Oh, hello, you.
Hannah's made some coffee. She thought you might be able to do with some.
Great. Just put it down there.
You're hungover.
I don't get hangovers. Just as well, really. What time is it?
Just coming up to 1 o'clock.
Oh, shit. I was supposed to cook the Sunday lunch.
It's all right. Hannah's doing it.
Oh, that's me in the doghouse again.
It's okay. She's not in too bad a mood, all things considered.
Where's John?
Labour Party meeting. Mm. Back by 2. We're eating then.
Him and his meetings.
At least he believes in something.
Oh, he's such a goody two-shoes.
I wish I believed in something.
You do. You believe in living in the moment.
Do you remember in the pub last night?
I said that, did I?
Come here.
What?
I want to kiss you.
Not now, Steph.
Why not?
It's just not... I don't know, it's just not the right time.
The moment's been and gone, is that what you're saying?
Oh, Steph.
Nice while it lasted. I won't hold it against you.
Don't be silly.
You really wanted a kiss.
I know.
Look, you don't have to worry about commitment or any of that bollocks. We like each other, don't we?
Sure.
So, what's the problem?
All I'm saying is not now, not with Hannah downstairs.
She's not got X-ray vision, you know.
Listen, I do want to kiss you, I really do, but you've got to understand the position I'm in.
She comes first, does she? What about you? What about me, for that matter?
We've got to be very careful.
I'm not stupid.
Later.
When later?
Tonight. Come to my room tonight after they've gone to bed.
Sneak along the landing after lights up. How exciting. Are we going to have a midnight feast?
Yeah.
I should warn you, I'm an absolute tiger in bed.
You better think about having a bath and getting dressed.
You can lie to teachers, you can lie to policemen, and you can lie to Mum and Dad, but you must never lie to God, and you must never lie to me. Promise?
I promise.
Or else the pirates will get you. I mean it.
Is she up?
I don't wait.
I've got the roast potatoes in, so it's just a question of waiting until I put on the sprouts. Hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Your coffee's going cold.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
What's so fascinating out there in the garden?
See for yourself.
Good God.
Ever seen a more gross and disgusting looking pigeon in all your life?
Monster. How long has that been there?
Just this minute. It perched itself on the fence as soon as you came in.
Feels like it's looking at me.
Maybe it is.
You wonder how it could ever fly.
How was she?
Steph, fine. She's sorry about the dinner.
Yes, well, you take everything Steph says with a pinch of salt.
Hannah, you seem a bit... I don't know.
I said I'm fine. Has she mentioned anything to you about looking for a flat?
She's certainly looking. But you know what it's like?
I don't think she's looking at all. I mean, I don't mind. I can put up with her. It's John that gets so upset. And it's hard for him to look at his sister and see her wasting her life.
Hmm.
That pigeon's still looking at you.
I know. I can see.
What do you think of her?
Hmm?
Steph!
She's all right, I suppose.
Can't hold down a relationship. 26 years old, you'd never know it. She's going to be like this when she's 30. 40. She can't play the part of the world-weary flirt all her life.
June!
What are you doing?
Try and make it fly off. It's giving me the creep.
It's giving you the evil eye.
I know, that's what it feels like.
You've got quite friendly with her, haven't you?
She's someone to talk to.
Does she ever talk about how she feels about John?
Not that I remember.
Or me?
No, it hasn't come up.
Jesus!
Oh, my God!
But did you see that? It flew straight at me.
Christ, where's it gone?
It knocked itself out in the window. Look, it's all dazed. I think it's coming round.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be all right. It's flying off.
Oh, God, I'm shaking. Have you ever seen anything like that in your life?
No, never. Are you all right?
I think so.
Good job the glass was there to protect you. Hey, Dan?
What?
Oh, yeah. Good job. I wasn't sure you'd come.
Well, I gave you that idea. I'm just going to put the nightdress off. There. That's better. What's the matter?
Just looking at you, that's all.
Do I bath?
Oh, yes.
Good. Punch up. Oh, God. A single bed. Oh, this takes me back. Not done this since I was a student. Now, we're going to take those gym jams off.
Steph.
What's the matter?
Can we just slow down a bit?
No hurry, I promise.
I just need to take my time.
Well, you've got all night. What's the matter? Are you thinking about Julie?
No.
Hannah.
I feel guilty. Really, really guilty.
Well, what are we going to do about that?
Oh, Christ.
Pleasure is a great dissolver of guilt. Washes it clean away.
For the time being.
So? You just do it again and again and again and again. You're talking to an expert here.
What do you feel guilty about?
The true hedonist never thinks about questions like that. You don't have the time.
Kiss me.
Mm-hmm. That's better. You're getting the hang of it now.
Come here, tiger.
Yeah. Morning, mate.
John?
You want some coffee?
Hello.
Sleep all right?
Yes, very well, thanks.
Not needing those sleeping pills anymore, I see.
What?
There were four left last night and there were still four this morning.
Oh, you checking up on him?
I just happened to notice, that's all.
Yes, I thought I'd try doing without one last night. Seemed to work.
Well, that's great.
You've not forgotten about Sunday, have you?
What's that?
The demo. You volunteered.
Oh, right.
Which reminds me, John, Kerry's staying Saturday night. She's a veggie, so we're going to have to think about food.
If I hadn't forgotten.
Morning, all. Any post going?
No, there is not.
Hello, Dan. How are you? You sleep okay?
Fine, thanks.
I'll get myself a sandwich at the station or something. I'm going to have to dash. Bye.
She is never, ever on time. You'd think she never got any sleep at all. What are your plans today, Dan?
I'm going to sit down and try and write some music, I think.
Radio commercial?
No, not a radio commercial.
Only the one left. Want to share?
Sure.
Well?
Well, what?
How is it for you, as they say?
Can you tell?
Just checking.
What about you?
Couldn't you tell?
Julie used to fake it. She used to swear blind she didn't, but I always knew.
Well, she wasn't doing anyone any favours then, was she? Least of all herself.
By the way, happy anniversary.
Eh?
It's 4 days ago since we first got it together.
So where's my present, you bastard?
Since Sunday night. She knows something's going on, but she's not saying. It's all the things we don't say that hold us together. All the little lies that sustain us, and if the lies should ever get found out...
Oh, let's not talk about her now. I've only got you 3 more nights. I intend to make the most of it.
Will you be able to make it this afternoon?
It depends on my boss.
No, it'd be great if you could.
I'll wear my short skirt and the bra that makes my tits stick out. Monday's going to be a bit weird.
Saying goodbye, I mean.
Stuck here with them on my own again.
Will you miss me?
Might do. Smidge, perhaps.
We could always see each other again. You could come up to Yorkshire.
Oh, don't be daft.
What do you mean?
It's ridiculous.
Why?
Well, we'd have to tell them about it. It's a stupid idea.
Listen, once I get back home...
Oh, shut up now.
I'm saying I could tell her then.
Dan, it would never work out. Like you say, if the lies ever get found out.
You mean a very great deal to me, you know that, don't you, Steph?
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure.
I'm serious.
Bollocks.
Why can't you ever take anything I say seriously?
Oh, shut up and come here.
Louis?
In here. You made it.
It worked. They're clever. Whole afternoon just to ourselves. Come on, bed. And this time we can make as much noise as we bloody well like.
Hang on.
What for?
This is for you.
I've just finished writing it out this very second, so the ink's still wet.
What is it?
What does it look like?
For me.
See what it says at the top here? Paul Stephens.
With much love, Daniel. You're joking.
Of course I'm not joking.
But I can't play the piano.
When I get home, I'll record it for you. Send you a tape. But meanwhile, this is for you. To keep.
Oh, Dan.
Go on.
Play it for me now. And I'm warning you. It better be bloody good.
Come through the living room. What do you think?
You pig. You almost made me cry for a second there. And I don't cry. Never. I'm going to get you for this.
Stop it! Bed.
I was thinking on the train.
What?
Well, let's use their bed.
We can't do that.
Why not? I'm fed up of being cramped into a single.
What if they came back?
Dan, it's 2 p.m. They won't be back for 5 hours yet.
Well... We can't go between the sheets.
Why not?
It wouldn't feel right.
What wouldn't?
I don't have to explain everything. Come on, upstairs.
A bit of a laugh. Now look what's happened.
What has happened?
Nothing. I just can't bear the idea of...
Of what?
Forget it.
Listen, I've decided. As soon as I get back home, I'm going to phone Hannah and tell her.
I said stop it. I'm serious now.
Why are we all so terrified of one another?
Who's terrified of who?
I'm terrified of Hannah. She's terrified of me. I bet you're terrified of John.
Sure.
And he's terrified of you. Everyone's terrified of everyone. Why?
Because we're all screwed up. That's why.
Maybe it's because they have the power to hurt us more than anyone else in the world, and vice versa.
More than Julie?
Not much more than Julie. It's going to be so weird going home.
I don't want to talk about that. We don't mention that, all right? What do you think of their room, anyway?
Feels very naughty being in here.
That was the whole idea.
What are you doing?
Having a little poke around. Being nosy. You might find out a few things.
Stop it.
The harm. Oh, look. Do you know your sister used the cap?
Put it away.
Let's see what's in this one.
Steph.
It's all right. No harm. Besides, I'm curious. Look at all these letters.
What?
Your sister keeps all her letters. Let's go back a long way, judging by the postmarks. Did you ever write her letters?
I used to, years back.
I wonder if any of yours amongst this lot. Can you spot your handwriting anywhere?
Steph, we shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, come on. Just laugh. See? You're interested now.
Well, oh, here's one from me.
I open it up.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Dan, what's the matter?
I don't believe this. This can't be true.
We can lie to teachers. We can lie to policemen. And we can lie to Mum and Dad. But we must never lie to God. And we must never lie to each other. That's right. And we won't, will we?
Or else the pilots will get us.
That's right. They will.
Who's for a brandy? Kerry?
Oh, no, not for me, thanks, Hannah. More than one glass of red wine and I'll be in no state for tomorrow.
John?
No, I'm all right then.
Steph won't need asking twice.
Thanks all the same, Hannah, but not for me.
What's got into everybody tonight? I'm the only one, am I?
All got our minds on tomorrow, no doubt.
Well, I can dream.
Hey, steady on, Han. How much are you planning on drinking?
John, please.
Tell me if I'm out of order. But is there anything the matter with your brother, Hannah?
Daniel?
We're just worried I might have said something. Is he right?
Oh, he just wants to be on his own, I think.
Actually, he's been very quiet ever since yesterday. I'm sure it's nothing to do with you, Kerry, honestly. It's only a fortnight ago his girlfriend left him, bound to have his ups and downs.
Have you had a word with him, Hannah?
She's already tried.
Did you tackle him head on, Han? Only I find with my kid brother you have to go all round the houses before you...
I think I know how to handle my own brother. Thanks all the same, Kerry.
Sorry.
Steady with the brandy, Han.
John, I know my limitations.
How are we doing for time? Oh, 10:30. Maybe I should think about bed. Early start in the morning.
Oh, I haven't got you sorted yet. You know you're on the camp bed, Kerry. Sorry about this.
Oh, anything would be better than boring old Peggy and Mike in sodding Enfield.
Well, I'm going to have to go out to the garage. Camp bed's up in the loft, and I'm going to need the stepladders. Give us a hand, Hannah.
It's only a pair of stepladders.
I'll help if you like.
No. Hannah's right. I'm sure I'll be okay.
Oh, well, then I'll have a quick wash and whatever.
Excuse me.
Steph, I thought you were washing up.
I am. I just want to have a quick word with Dan.
Oh, yes.
I'll only be a minute. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
You were leaving the table straight after the meal didn't go down too well.
Uh-huh.
Cut the atmosphere out there with a pair of scissors.
So?
Are you sure you want to go through with this?
I'm not going to be terrified anymore, Steph. It's got to stop. What did we say the other night? The little lies that sustain us? What is it we're sustaining, huh? What's the point?
Only John has gone to get the stepladders to get the camp bed down from the loft.
Right.
No. Listen, Dan. I think it might be better coming from me.
Don't try and get in my way, Steph.
No, Dan, please. This is tactics, right? Let me handle it.
Oh, just in time. Give a hand up the stairs with these, will you, sir?
Julie, can I have a word?
Yeah, let's get this sorted first. Look, can you take that in?
Oh, this is important.
That's all,
John.
One thing at a time. Come on.
That's the whole point. You're wasting your time.
What?
You don't need to get the camp bed down.
I'm not putting Kerry on that sofa.
No, she doesn't have to sleep on the sofa.
What?
She can sleep in my bed.
What do you mean? Where are you going to sleep?
You don't know.
Don't know what?
You haven't realised.
Steph, stop playing games and tell me what the hell you're going about.
Well, we assumed you knew.
Knew what?
Dan and I will sleep in his bed. Together. We have been all week.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Wait there.
Oh, dear.
They didn't know. They didn't know. Bollocks.
I think we've got what Kerry might term a nuclear meltdown situation.
Well, I'm ready.
Daniel! Come here!
Oh, boy.
Right.
You wanted me?
I don't want her in here for a start.
Anything?
You out!
Anything you've got to say to me, you can say to Steph.
This is between you and me, little brother. You too, John. Go on!
Come on, Steph.
I'm not going anywhere.
Steph.
Why do you always take her side?
You bitch! Don't you dare talk to her
like that. She thinks she's staying in this house another single night after this.
Okay, let's calm
down. I'm warning you, Dan. Tell her to go.
I'm not going
to
tell her anything of the sort.
All you need is one sniff of a bitch's backside, don't you, Dan?
Hannah, you're going too far.
I think you've struck lucky, Daniel the Spaniel. This one's always on the heat. We don't usually see her from one week to the next, because she's out there humping every flea-ridden mongrel on the block.
Oh, pack it in, Hannah. This has got way out of hand. You've dreamt too.
Don't start sticking up for them, John.
I might remind you, we've got this. They're upstairs. Now, can we leave all this to the morning when tempers have cooled a bit?
Where are they going to sleep? Because I'm not having them sleeping together under my roof.
Come on, Steph. It's not too late to get her tail together.
Good in the sack, is she? She should be. She gets enough practice.
Pack it in.
Going to go and live with you, is she? As one leans out the back, another comes in the front.
She's crazy.
I'm crazy? You don't remember what you were like 2 weeks ago when you came through that door. Well, I do. Who spent hours talking it through with you? Who made phone calls for you? Who wrote letters to bloody solicitors? Who took you to
these last 2 weeks. Not her! Not her! And this is the thanks I get! You don't learn, do you? The same stupid mistake is so bloody irresponsible, I can hardly believe it!
She's just jealous, always has been, any woman I've ever had.
What?
Come on, Steph, we're going.
You bastard! You ungrateful bastard!
All right, who asked for it? What about the letter?
No, not now.
Hey, the letter? Remember? 2 years ago? The letter I've been blaming Julie for not posting? The letter you never received? Well, if you never received it, what's it doing in the second drawer down of your bedside table? Well?
What the hell's been going on, Steph?
What's been going on is that yesterday afternoon, your sister and I spent the best part of 2 hours having it away on your bed in your bedroom.
You did what?
And when it was all over, we had a little root around in Hannah's bedside table and found all her letters. That's what's been going on. And amongst them, well, you'd better ask Hannah, because she knows the rest.
You bastard. Sorry to barge in. I've finished in the bathroom. I was thinking it might be best if I got a cab. I've got friends in Enfield. If I could just use your phone.
I can't cope with it.
Dan, where are you going?
Dan! Come back! Dan! Dan! Dan, come back! Please!
Where are you going?
Home.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. All your things are back at the house. You'll never get a train at this time of night.
I don't care.
Dan, stop, please.
I should never have come. I knew it was a mistake.
Look, I'm sorry about what I said back there. I was drunk. I lost my temper. I didn't mean it. I'll apologize to Steph. Please, Dan, don't.
This is a ridiculous relationship. Let's just forget all about it. We were better off before.
Look, sleep with her tonight. I don't care. I don't mind. Just don't go like this. Look, I'm sorry about the letter. I meant to tell you, but I lost my nerve. We can sort this out if we try.
What's the point? It'll only happen again 2 years from now, 10 years from now. I can't cope with it anymore.
Look, I'm trying. Isn't that what you said was important? The trying? This isn't easy for me. What do you want me to do, beg? I've said I'm sorry even though it bloody choked me. What more can I do? Stop walking, Dan. I said stop.
What did you do that for?
Because I love you, you selfish bastard, and you love me, and don't you ever try and pretend for even one single second that you don't. Look at me. No, no, don't look away. Look at me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm really happy here with this lonely game we're playing. Looking for words to say. Searching but not finding understanding anywhere. In a mad masquerade.
All set?
Yep. Hannah's out in the car. She's taking me to the station.
Well, you better run along then, haven't you?
It's all right. She said no hurry.
Well?
I don't know. Goodbye, I guess.
See ya.
Look.
At least we didn't have to go to the demo.
No.
It's always a silver lining if you look hard enough.
Listen, Steph.
No, Dan. There's no point, really. Maybe it's best if you just go.
When you get yourself fixed up, you must let me know your new address.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Maybe sometime when I'm in London we could meet up. Have a meal or something.
Please. Just go, Dan.
I feel such a shit.
What do you want me to say? Oh, no, you're not.
No.
Well, then.
Are we going to have a hug or what?
I don't think so.
I just wish there was some way that I
could... Oh, Dan, just stop feeling so bloody guilty, please. I can't bear it.
I never meant to hurt you like this.
Oh, we've been hurt a lot worse. A lot worse. At the last, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, who's complaining?
What are you going to do the rest of today?
Have a bath, stick around here for a bit. Maybe go out tonight. There's a band on at the Varna. Might drop in there, see what's going on.
Oh, Steph.
Oh, don't pity me, Dan, please. It's not like this has come as a total surprise for me.
You'll be all right.
I'll survive.
Oh, Christ, your record. I've forgotten about it.
Here you go.
Well, maybe you'd like to keep it.
No, you hang on to it. You'll probably need it again someday.
Can I kiss you, please?
Big sister's out in the car. You don't want to keep her waiting.
Oh, Steph.
Oh, Dan. Don't sod off. Please.
I never asked about Steph.
What about her?
I had a word with her this morning. Apologized best I could.
And what did she say?
Oh, you know Steph. Look, Dan, you can see her again if you want. I won't mind, honestly.
No, I don't think so.
You're a grown-up.
Am I?
Yes. You can do what you like. Are we friends?
You're my sister, aren't you?
That wasn't the question. I said, are we friends?
Oh, Han, we haven't been friends for a very long time. We're far, far too close ever to be friends.
But don't you want to be?
I want a lot of things, but I don't always get them. Growing older is all about getting used to that idea. Making the best of what you've got.
And what have you got?
I've got a sister.
Why are you trying to hurt me like this? We can be friends if we try. We can learn from this.
I'm going to miss my train.
Don't do this to me, baby brother.
I thought I was a grown-up.
Stop it.
We were never going to be able to stay locked up behind that toilet door all our lives, Han. We had to leave sooner or later, and we always knew there were pirates out there. Come here. I love you very, very much.
Me too.
In spite of everything. Or maybe it's because of everything. I've got to go.
Take care. Dan?
What?
Shoelace!
What about it?
It's coming loose. You might trip.
I'll see you, Hannah.
Hello, Olin.
How are you, Petal?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Come in.
Oh, thanks. I thought I'd give you a day or two before popping round. Let you find your feet. You coping all right? Anything I can get you?
I'm fine, thanks.
She was round at weekend, you know. Julie.
I know.
When I saw her and that fella taking all that furniture away, I'd half a mind to come over and have a word. But you don't like to interfere, do you?
Yeah, it was her furniture, Olive. I knew she was taking it.
Oh, well, just as well I didn't. A bit bare in here now with the sideboard and sofa gone.
You can always replace furniture, Olive.
Aye. Anyway, reason a cold. Postman put a letter of yours through my door this morning. There you go.
Oh, sorry.
I must say, you look a lot better than you did the last time I saw you, Petal.
Hmm?
You look as though the 2 weeks away did you a bit of good. You managed to relax, did you? Put all this behind you.
Sort of.
Good news, is it?
What?
In the letter. You're smiling.
No, it's not a letter, it's a card from my sister.
Oh, right. You sorted things out with her then, did you?
Hmm?
With your sister.
Yes, I did, Olive. In a funny kind of way, I think I did.
In The Pirates Are Coming, Sylvester Latuzel played Hannah and Sean Murray played Daniel. Hannah as a child was played by Christy Bruce and Daniel as a child by Alexander Spencer Todd. Stephanie was Rachel Atkins, John, Jonathan Coy, Kerry, Francis Jeter, and Olive, Tina Gray. Stephen Warbeck composed and performed the music. The Pirates Are Coming was written by David Morgan and directed by Peter Kavanagh.